Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Biohacking Beauty Podcast, the top-ranking anti-aging skincare podcast brought to you by Yanggu Skincare, a company devoted to unlocking youthful skin at the cellular level, ensuring real and lasting results. I'm your host and CEO of Yanggu, Amitai Eshel, and my aim is to simplify the journey to youthful body and skin aging. In each episode, we'll provide you with expert strategies to help you biohack beauty and reverse the biological clock for both your skin and your body. So get ready to rediscover a more youthful and rejuvenated version of yourself. Today is a special episode because it is the first bonus episode we're recording. These episodes will be shorter and will provide a deep dive into a specific topic. If you would like us to cover any specific topic, please leave it as a review on Apple Podcasts, and we promise that we will address it and create an episode about that specifically. Today, obviously, is very fitting to be the first episode in such a thing. Today, we'll dive into the fascinating world of NAD, a powerhouse molecule that's been a game changer in the realm of health, wellness, and particularly in maintaining youthful and radiant skin, and that we pioneered here in Yanggu. In a few minutes, we'll explore what NAD is, why it's crucial for your health, and how it can be boosted for better skin vitality. So let's unlock these secrets together. First off, let's break down what NAD stands for, which is nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide. It sounds complex, but think of it as an ultimate fuel for your repair processes and for your cells as a whole. This vital molecule plays a critical role in generating energy and supporting cellular repair, any kind of cellular repair process throughout your body. Now, why is NAD so important? Because as we age, the levels of NAD in our bodies naturally decline. This reduction is linked to several aging signs and health issues, from decreased energy levels to more visible wrinkles and fine lines. Maintaining high levels of NAD is key to combating these aging effects, keeping us feeling and looking younger for longer. You might be wondering, though, how can I boost my NAD levels? The good news are that lifestyle choices and diet play a significant role. So there are many, many things that we can do that. So for example, regular exercise, a balanced diet rich in foods like fish, mushroom, and green vegetables, and minimizing alcohol consumption can all help maintain your NAD levels. Now, let's focus on the skin, our largest organ, the most visible organ in our body. And often this is the first place that we notice the signs of aging. The same principles apply here. NAD is just as crucial in your skin as in the rest of your body, helping repair damage, reduce inflammation, and boost cell vitality, which in turn contributes to that sought-after youthful appearance. Now, the idea behind NAD in the skin is a little bit more complex than in the rest of the body, because we have something that is called intrinsic aging and extrinsic aging affecting our skin. Whereas in most of our body, actually all of our body, the way we treat our body by what we put in it and what strategies, lifestyle choices we engage in is going to be the main driver of aging. In our skin specifically, it is only about 20% of the reason we age. 80% is what we call extrinsic aging, which is the aggressors, the environmental aggressors that the skin is exposed to. So environmental aggressors are, you know, UV, I think, is the most popular one and the most known one. But things like blue light, pollution, heavy metals, glyphosate, EMF, and physical demands, such as the dealing with heat, cold, and any type of aesthetic procedures that we're engaging in that create damage. All of those things actually deplete NAD levels and drive skin aging as a whole. And those are together about 80%. Half of it is due to UV, And half of it are those other factors that I mentioned. Actually, more than half. Combined, they are actually more than UV if you live in a Western society where there's pollution, etc. Light pollution, heavy metals, smog, and all of those things. The issue with that is to deal with all that damage, we require NAD. And what happens in the skin, especially on the DNA level, because all these things basically damage our DNA. At the level of our DNA, NAD is critical in order to maintain proper epigenetic function, which is the expression of our DNA, and to maintain the actual structure of the DNA, because there is physical damage to the DNA that is caused by, again, UV radiation and all of the things that I mentioned before that require NAD to fuel enzymes to repair it. So as we age and we have less NAD available, more of that damage becomes permanent, is left unrepaired, which in turn propagates more damage, more mistakes, which then requires more NAD. And it's a vicious cycle where less NAD begets more damage, which requires more NAD, et cetera, and so on and so forth. So your skin is basically NAD starved the entire adulthood and the more we age. And another critical issue is that it's not only starved, it's also prioritizing enzymes that are dealing. So there are about 17 sets of enzymes that are dealing with more physical damage and less structural misalignment, structural integrity is being prioritized. I normally equate it to the fire department and the police. If there is a huge conflagration, a huge fire, obviously you would like to fuel the fire department first. The problem with that is that when police doesn't have fuel, riots happen, disorder happens, and for the long run, it is harder for that police force to then support order. Similarly, in your DNA, when there is physical damage, mechanical damage to the DNA, these enzymes are being fueled with NAD more. You starve other enzymes that are responsible for DNA integrity, and you're getting DNA that is dysfunctional. This leads to anything from mutations, senescent cells, impaired communication between cells, proteins that are made due to DNA encoding being made not well. Basically, the cells lose their identity and they lose their instructions on how to behave well. And then if you go, for example, you're saying, well, I don't look as young as I used to. I'm going to go and do, you know, microneedling. I'm going to go and do some aesthetic procedure that requires a professional. I'll even go and do plastic surgery. All of those things at the end of the day for recovery, for the body to act according to the instructions you laid out, your body requires access to the correct function, to the instructions on how to do these things. You did microneedling even at home. You expose yourself to red light therapy. Anything that you need your skin to then renew itself because of, your skin goes back and says, okay, DNA, please let me know, how do I create collagen? How do I, you know, create even pigment? How do I create elastin? How do I kind of lay all of these together and blend them together? And for all of this, we don't only need NAD in the short term. We needed NAD, high levels of NAD, all along to make sure that this information is being preserved. This, obviously not specifically in skin, but as in general term, this is called the information theory of aging, which is something that is the life work of David Sinclair from Harvard, which is obviously known for his appearance on podcasts and, like Joe Rogan and Lex Friedman and all the big podcasts. He's the most prominent, I would say, longevity lecturer. And he really promoted this theory. He wrote a book called Lifespan, which I highly recommend. But in any case, this is called the information theory of aging. So now that we kind of figured out why NAD is important, why we really need high levels of it in the skin, understand what happens when levels lower with age, let's talk about what we are doing in order to address that. So at Young Goose, we've developed a really groundbreaking way to boost your NAD skin, your skin's NAD levels directly through innovative skincare products. So our skincare has developed two revolutionary products, or we have developed in Youngus two revolutionary skincare products. One is Youth Reset Serum and the other is Youth Daily Cream. These aren't just ordinary skincare products. They're designed to penetrate the skin, delivering NAD and other ingredients that are similar in their impact on skin aging, other compounds, right where they're needed most in order for us to see results. It's not where they needed most if we ask the body. It's where they needed most. They're needed most in case you want to tackle the visible signs of aging. The Youth Reset Serum works overnight and all day long, targeting the deeper layers of your skin to repair and rejuvenate cells. Meanwhile, the Youth Daily Cream provides moisture and protection, enhancing your skin's resilience against environmental stressors. They actually work in tandem. They're very similar in formulation, but the Youth Reset Serum penetrates significantly deeper, and it doesn't carry hydration with it. Hydration requires mass in skincare formulations. So when hydration or when moisturizer needs to sit on top of the skin to mainly protect from transepidermal water loss, the ingredients, the active ingredients, they stay in the mid to upper layers of the skin. And this is very important to understand. They're needed there as well. Your skin needs it there as well. But if we want to take care of the more deeper layers of the skin, we want to use a serum. And that is why, even though the formulation is very similar with variation in the type of vitamin C and some of the minerals and things like that, we definitely want to use both in order to target all layers of the skin. By incorporating these products into your daily skincare routine, you're not just taking care of your skin's surface, but you're investing in its cellular health, boosting NAD levels, and by extension, unlocking the mechanisms to a more youthful, radiant complexion. So there you have it. This was a simple guide to NAD and how it can transform your health and your skin. So with lifestyle changes and Youngus's innovative skincare solutions, you're on your way to not just looking younger, but feeling more vibrant too. One thing I would like to add, which I didn't cover here, is why precursors? So we don't actually use the NAD molecule, we use its precursors. And they're the building blocks of NAD. And the reason is this: NAD is a huge molecule. It doesn't absorb into the skin very well because it's larger than a pore. So what we needed to do, and by the way, even if it did absorb, the skin doesn't have the highways, the pathways basically, to usher it into the cell. It doesn't have a mechanism where it recognizes NAD as a molecule that needs to get into the cell, because normally it already exists in the cell. And what the body shuttles around are smaller molecules that are called precursors that are basically the building blocks for NAD. So what we do is, and that's one of, you know, that is the patent that is called NAD Noble that we're using. We base, you know, the lab at the Weizmann Institute, which is like the Israeli MIT, they take this NAD molecule and they break it down to its building blocks. They nanosize them and they encapsulate them in a lipid layer that keeps them stable, because that's one of the issues. These precursors are very unstable. They break down very quickly. So the bigger part of the patent is not breaking them down. It's not the nanosization. It is that encapsulation. So these molecules are then small enough to get into the pore, and then they are easily recognized by the skin as the building blocks for NAD. They're ushered into the cell where they're then reassembled into NAD. So that is why we use NAD nanoparticles, NAD nano precursors, which are the only way at the moment to raise NAD levels when applied topically. That is proven. Well, that's all I have for you for today. If you would like us to cover a specific topic in one of these bonus episodes, you can let us know in a review in Apple Podcasts or anywhere else really you're listening to this episode. It's just, that's the easiest way to kind of write a review that we are looking at. But we will be sure to answer any question, to kind of cover any topic that you would like in our next episode. Anyway, thank you very much, everyone. And until next time, thank you for listening.